enough that Jenny speaks to you today?
Yeah.
No. Okay, so we're going on a journey, but we're not going to Egypt this time. Where are we going to go tonight? Well, we're not going to go in a plane. Well, not just this, so we're not. We're going to go in a car. So what do we need to do if we go in the car? We need to put your seatbelt on. Good girl. So ready? And whenever we go, what do you do whenever I go like that, you? Ready, ready? One, two. No. Where are we? What are you doing here? Oh, his feet don't smell. What? Do your feet smell? Not? Oh, where do you think we are? Any idea? Egypt. We're not in Egypt, so we're not. I'll give you a clue where we are. Now, this is what I want you to do. Don't say where we are until the very end, and we'll see which group gets it. You see, we have came to a place tonight, and in this place, I'll give you a few clues. Now, I wouldn't want you, Maddie, to go to this place unless you had a little bit of protection. So, Maddie, we're going to put this up. Doesn't he look cool in his hat? The pink suits him well, or the orange. But then, maybe, with all the bright, bright sun, maybe his eyes would be really sore. So we'll see how cool he looks. Well, it doesn't he look well. Now, I'm not one bit happy with these feet, so I'm not, because they're not that nice looking. So we'll need to cover them up. So Maddie brought some of Gordon's flip-flops along, so it is. Now, what do you think of that? Can you imagine where he is? Don't say where he is now. But he'll need something else. Maybe a wee bit of this for the good weather. So he will. And you definitely will need this. Now, he chose this here, his very self. He said it was just his type at all. Okay, so first hand up, where do you think he is? Ellie. He's at the beach, so he is. He's at the beach in Newcastle. But Monty, I don't want to be at the beach in Newcastle tonight. So go you off and enjoy yourself. And I'm going to go on another beach, so am. But this time we're going to go on an airplane to this beach. So clip your seatbelts in and let's go. No! Oh no. Standing on this beach, there's different men. One's called Thomas. One's called Nathaniel. There's the sons of Zebedee are there. There's two other disciples are there. And Peter are there. But you see, when Matty goes to the beach, can you see he's all geared up and he's all happy to go? So he is. And he's thinking, boy, we're going to have a good day at this beach. But on this beach, these disciples were very, very sad. You see, something had happened just a little time before. These were God's chosen disciples. I wonder, are you God's chosen person here tonight? What I mean by that, are you in the family of God? Have you Jesus in your heart? And maybe they start talking to themselves and their hearts were heavy. And maybe you have a heavy heart. And yet Jesus says the good news is that he healeth the brokenhearted. And he has come to bind up our wounds. You see, this Bible, it is full of wonderful news. And you see, why the disciples are sad this night is a little while before their friend. Is he your friend? The friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Is he your friend? Well, they're a friend. You see, they witnessed when men, they beat him. So they did. And remember how we talked all week about going to Calvary one more time. Oh, friends, can I take you to Calvary one more time? And can you imagine the lovely Son of God? This was just no ordinary man. This was God, the God-man, Jesus. And how he bowed his back. And how they whipped his back. Until his back was like a plowed field. Whenever I ask Maddie to come up here and help me out, straight away, yep, I'll do it. But if I said, Maddie, come up here, and he knows I wouldn't do this on him, but if I said, come up here, I want to put a blindfold upon you, and I want to get everybody here to spit in your face. Would you come up, Maddie? And yet, whenever they blindfolded Jesus, and they spat on his face, and they punched his face and they played the mocking game. No one ever loved us like that. Why did he do it? Because he knew that the Bible said, for all have sinned, every single person in here are sinners. We have got a dirty heart. And the good news is that Jesus went to Calvary. Can you see him hanging there? But you see, that's not the cross. The cross is that as he hung there for the very first time, God the Father and God the Son were separate. And God the Father, as it was, turned his back on his only begotten Son, and he poured out all the wrath of this stinking person, Jeannie Graham's sin, on his lovely Son. Maybe you think no one cares about you tonight. Listen, guys, no one ever cared for you like Jesus. He promises that if you ask him to come into your heart, and you must have him into your heart if you want to get in, the Bible says you must be born again. And he promises that he will wash your sin away and that he will give you a life worth living. And here was these disciples, and their hearts were broke because they didn't fully understand it. Yes, it's so true that we can open up this precious book, and from Genesis to Revelation, we can read the whole way through why Jesus went to the cross. But the disciples probably didn't fully understand it, and their hearts were broke. And Peter said to them, I want to do something. He said, I want to go a fishing. Peter used to be a fisherman before he became a disciple. And those little bunch of men, they went out into the sea that night to fish. And as they were on that little boat that night, with a broken heart, you know, it just seemed they could do nothing right. Have you ever been there? And you just feel you can do nothing right. Because they never caught one fish. And perhaps whenever they never caught the fish, maybe they started to talk the way we love to talk to our friends. And I can imagine as they're gently going along in the boat, and maybe some of them said, oh, do you remember? Do you remember the day whenever our friend Lazarus had died? And do you remember how Jesus, remember Jesus wept? There's no shame in tears, for Jesus wept. And do you remember how he stood and he shouted, Lazarus, come forth! And the very grave opened, the grave was opened, and this dead man walked forth. How can he do it? How can he make the dead alive? Because he is God. And with God, all things are possible. He made the dead to live again. And maybe another one said, oh, you know what? You know what my favorite was? That day we were all hungry. And oh, I just loved it. That little boy came with his lunch. Do you know why? Because Jesus loves the little children. He says, suffer the little children to come unto me. Oh, he says, suffer you to come. Come unto him. He loves the little children. And that little boy came unto him and he just gave him his lunch. And what did Jesus do with the lunch? With the fishes and with the loaves? He told the men and the women, sit down in groups. And he served 5,000 men, plus women and children, out of that one wee boy's lunch. Oh, isn't it amazing what God can do with one child? God can use you, you know. You can pray for your friend if you're saved. And your friend's not saved. God wants you to be a missionary for him. Oh, and maybe somebody else said, oh, well, that was wonderful. But you know what my favorite was? My favorite was whenever he made the blind to see, whenever he made the deaf to hear. Oh, God can do anything. And maybe when they all talked, Peter's heart must have ached. And perhaps one said, oh, how I love him. Can you say that tonight? Oh, how I love him. And in Peter's heart, oh, how I failed him. Can you say that tonight? I know I can. I feel the Lord at the drop of the hat. And yet no one ever loved us like Jesus. And Peter's heart was heavy because he knew he had failed the Lord. What had he done? See, Peter told God the Son Jesus, you know what I'm going to do? He says, I will go to prison for you. This is before Jesus died on the cross at the Last Supper. I will go to prison for you. I would even die for you. And Jesus said, you know, you're going to deny me 3 times, so you are. And Peter had denied the lovely Lord Jesus. It was around coals of fire, warm in his hand. Do you know him? I don't know him. And he denied the Lord. And Peter's heart ached. They caught nothing that night in the boat. Even this boat was a failure. That trip was a failure. Oh, it's always darkest before the dawn. But then in the morning, and they're going into the seashore, and they saw someone. And you know who it was? Because you know what? The good news is, the Jesus that we read about in this wonderful book, he is not dead. God's not dead. He is alive. You see, it is true that he died upon a cross. It is true that he shed his precious blood. But it's also true that he is a living Savior, that he rose from the dead. And they saw the Lord Jesus. And you know what he said? The first thing he said to them, he said, have you got any meat? He said, God was interested in them. And perhaps your heart is breaking and you think no one cares for you. And God is interested in you. Suffer the little children to come unto me. You know what he told them to do? He told them to take their net and to put it over the right-hand side of the ship. And they had to obey. And Jesus said, ask and it shall be given unto you. Jesus said that if you ask me, if you confess your sin, he is faithful. He is just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But we must ask him in. We must obey. And whenever the disciples obeyed, what do you think happened? The fish started to come into the net. And whenever they went to the seashore, Peter's heart, they spied something on that seashore. And it was a little pile of coals were on the seashore. And whenever they took all of the fish out of the net, there actually was 153 fish. And that was another miracle that the net didn't break. And whenever they took it all out, they sat around the fire. Peter's mind just must have went back to that fire. That fire where he had let Jesus down. And right now, he's on the seashore of failure. Oh, mummies and daddies, are you on the seashore of failure? And the enemy would tell you that Christ doesn't care about you. And yet our Bible tells you that, yeah, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. And on that little coals, what Jesus was doing is, look what he was cooking. He was cooking some fish and he was cooking some bread. You see, he said, have you any meat? He was interested in them. And then he provided for them. And thank God he provides for us. He'll provide our every need. He will answer our prayer according to his will. He is our lily in every valley. After they had finished eating, the Lord asked Peter a very important question. And the question was this, Peter, lovest thou me? And you might say, hold on a wee minute, Jeannie. You're telling me that this was Jesus. Is that true? Yes, that is true. You're telling me that Jesus is the Son of God. He is God the Son. Is that true? Yes, it is true. Well, then, is he not all-knowing? Did he not know if Peter didn't love him, if Peter did? Ah, but you see this Jesus. He is a tender Jesus. And he could see right into Peter's heart. And he could see that Peter's heart was breaking that day because Peter could only think of the last time I was round the coast, I failed the Lord. And the Lord wanted to heal Peter's broken heart. He says, Peter, do you love me? Do you love him? Well, the Bible says, if you love him, my son, give me thine heart. If I was to say, boys and girls, 2 minutes and I'm finished and yous are brilliant. If I was to say, mummies and daddies, grannies and grandads, boys and girls, put up your hand if you love the Lord Jesus. Every hand would go up. And yet the word of God says, if you love me, you will give me your heart. Is he in your heart? Are you ready for heaven? Because if he is not in here, friend, he is not your father. That's what the word of God says. And yet today, if you will hear this great message, he will be your father and your savior. He will give you a secure home in heaven. And then he said the second time to him, he said, my son, or he said, ask him the question, lovest thou me? He told him to feed the sheep. Then he said, lovest thou me? And if you say and if I say that we love Jesus, the other command is, if ye love me, ye will keep his commandments. You see, there must be a changed life. The Bible says if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. That just means we can't just pray and say, come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and get up and keep on cursing and keep on telling lies and keep on doing everything. Is it true that we fail? Yeah, we fail every day. But there has to be a changed life. And we have to love God. And we have to at least try to keep his commandments. Nanny told them to feed the lambs. And sure, that's what we have been doing all week. Feeding these precious lambs the wonderful word of God. And then he said again, Peter, lovest thou me? In Peter's heart, Peter must have been thinking, why are you asking me this, Lord? You know that I love you. You know that I love you. But can you see what he was actually doing? Peter denied him 3 times. And Jesus saw right into his heart. And he saw the aching heart and he wanted to heal his broken heart. And right around the coals, he wasn't denying him. He was confessing 3 times, I love you, I love you, I love you. Do you know, Peter after that day never forgot the command of God. He went out and he fed the lambs. He went out and he fed the flock. He went out and he worked for God. Friend, what about you? What about me? What about you? One way God said to get to heaven. We don't say that to wind anybody up. We say that because today is the day of grace. And if you harden not your heart and make yourself ready for heaven, he will be your Savior. But friend, if you don't, where he is, you will never be. I'm glad I can say that I have found a friend in Jesus. I pray that you would be able to say that too.